This article was originally published on Popsara.com. Read this and more on our website. You have to wonder what made some people try certain foods for the first time. Let's consider cow's milk, for instance. One day, someone looked at those udders and thought, actually, let's not consider that. Let's consider the French delicacy escargot instead. Someone figured they'd cook up some snails and eat them. Given the dish's popularity, apparently it wasn't even a bad idea. But whoever took that first bite had to be pretty brave. Speaking of bravery, you're going to need a fair amount of it to survive Liberté, a sci-fi slash eldritch horror slash French Revolution roguelite from game deck developer Superstatic. As the French Revolution heats up, the successor to King Louis is about to be crowned. That's before alien monsters from another dimension attack, the crown is lost and things kind of go downhill from there. Sacré bleu. Our hero, René, is an everyman who gets mixed up with Lady Bliss, the head of the alien monsters. She tasks him with finding someone to be the new king of France, offering a great reward if he can manage it, so it's time to make like Napoleon and rush into battle. Surely nothing can go wrong by helping a weird interdimensional nightmare beast, right? Liberté is French Hades. That was pretty easy, right? Well, okay, it's a little different in some key fashions. Rather than Hades' godly blessings, for instance, you'll draw cards from a deck each time you take out enough baddies to level. These act as your passive and active skills, augmenting your always available standard attack and dodge. Unused cards can be burned for mana, which is then spent to activate the effects of the cards you want. Cards can have a variety of effects, from new melee and ranged attacks to passively upgrading your damage and resilience, and proper upgrades can make you a force to be reckoned with. You'll earn new cards through progression, purchasing them in shops and winning battles, so you'll always have a little more tweaking to do here and there. Like Hades, Liberté's a little more story-focused than the typical roguelike. René interacts with figures from several factions, including the Crown, the Revolutionaries, the Church and more. Working with these factions will build up a battle pass-styled meter that provides themed rewards, including the ability to play as other characters. It's a cute idea that encourages taking different approaches to events throughout the narrative. One point that needs to be said about that narrative with regards to Liberté's presentation, though, while this is a nice-looking game artistically, the writing/translation could have used a bit more work. There's some typos, missing words and odd sentence structure that can really detract from the experience. Outside of that, though, Liberté looks and plays really well given it's something of a sleeper title, and the concept of exploring the French Revolution at the behest of an alien space monster is certainly compelling enough to keep you going. Hades fans who can deal with some rough edges ought to say oui de Liberté. It's a workable roguelike with a unique setting and narrative that helps it stand out from the crowd. A side note, between robot attacks and Steel Rising and Eldritch Horrors here, France has really been through the ringer lately. Hopefully everything calms down sooner or later. I don't know what I'd do without my escargot. Thanks for listening. Read this and other articles on Popsara.com.